Hi, this is a dictation for Monica Pace, MONICA PACE, Monica Pace. The date of service is 4/28/2022, date of birth is 2/11/73, date of accident is 3/6/2020. The patient has started coming to visit advanced pain care. Today is her follow-up visit. She was last seen on 4/6/2022, and prior to that she was seen on 3/25/2022. The history that is given to me is that she was living in New Jersey, because of which she had a difficult time getting a complete continuous treatment. She has seen Dolara pain management on Warren, Michigan, where she had apparently 2 epidural, hopefully, and some physical therapy for around 2 months' time. She was seeing a primary care physician, Douglas Hames, on Kelly Road in East Point, who provided some order for therapy and initial medications. The patient reports that she's suffering from severe lower back, which are to the tune of 8 or 9, and they are radiating to the left leg, posterior in S1S to dermatome fashion, all the way down to the ankle and foot. She also has pain in the left hip in addition. And the pain which is shooting down to the leg feels like a numbness and tingling associated with pain on walking 24/7. Bottom of the feet and all the toes are involved, and they're described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, heavy, aching, and hot and burning. Pain level remains 9, and she was unable to visit a local group until she found the attorney and the therapist. Currently, she is doing physical therapy 2 times per week, and she reports no improvement. In addition, patient is suffering from headaches that are ongoing, and there is no relief. They're around 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the left and the right temple. And they're associated with dizziness, loss of balance, and fearful of the event, but no vision problem, memory problems, or vertigo, or confusion, disorientation is described. Pain level is usually around 9 in the lower back, but 3 in the head. No relief is reported. ADLs are affected all the way, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in each category, like general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life. Regarding the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports headaches, difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of balance, but denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, double vision, loss of balance, or any confusion, disorientation, memory problems, or concentration focus problem. She denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has the ongoing pain in the lower back with lower back stiffness. She also reports, in addition, pain in the system review. She has checked the pain in the shoulder and neck along with stiffness, but she is not marked in any other picture diagram, so we don't know which shoulder she is meaning. Apparently, she has a pain in the left hip, left ankle, and foot, but they all could be a neuropathy or radiculopathy from the lower back pain. In the GI, patient reports digestive problem in constipation and denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, there are no changes in the pain level, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, any other trauma, none of them. Current pain medication is Ultram. Substance abuse, none is reported. Patient reports compliance history, that she is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 139/89, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 4-6-2022, dictation number 0410-003. Kindly use this visit as well as the diagnosis for continuing the visit. The plan of care is to continue the medication. They are as follows. I've continued duloxetine for pain, tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Tramadol ER 100 milligram for pain relief twice a day. I've given ESGOPICLONE 1 milligram daily for night sleep. It is also called Lunesta. And in addition, Lidothal patch, one daily. And Gabapentin, 600 milligram twice a day for headaches. Are provided to this patient. Maps have been reviewed in detail. The labs which are ordered are reviewed. Patient is ordered a physical therapy for lower back and sacroiliac joints, as the pain is especially in the left sacroiliac joint, 2 times per week with traction massage, aqua therapy, gait training. Patient has been advised about home exercise plan as well as McKenzie back program. The patient is okay to go to light work as she has already been working 7 hours, 7 days with 5 pound lifting limit. And other than that, patient is stable. Should be seen in a month's time. Thank you.